Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Thirsty. If. In Genesis chapter 18, we read God's opinion about Abraham. And there we find in verse 19 the following information from God about Abraham. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. That's it. Here is a plan. If you follow this plan, you are blessed. If you do not follow this plan, you will be cursed. But you do it by yourself. God wants you to be blessed. But if you do not follow the best program in the universe, that's your choice. So if someone asks me, why do I have to follow? If you want to be blessed. I want to be blessed, but I do not want to follow. This sounds like I'm willing to be washed, but I'm not willing to be touched by water. There are two which belong together. If you want to be washed, cleansed, you need water. You can't exclude it. Otherwise, there will be no washing. That's simple. But in the relationship to God, it's as simple as that. If you love him and trust him and keep his commandments, there are only 10, he has told us, then you will be better off. So why not follow him? I don't want to. Okay. Blessing. Goodbye. That's it. It belongs together, keeping the commandments, but out of a loving attitude. That's important. Because the Pharisees at Jesus' time, they tried to keep all the laws, and they made many, many, many more laws, which sometimes were just the opposite of what was written here. The Sabbath was a heavy load, not a holy day anymore. Normally you say, a day. No work. But in the end, you had to ask, am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to do that? It was a heavy load in the end. It was a day of rest, but you were uneasy and was a way of unrest. It was too much. They'd invented laws, laws, laws God never had commanded. So God wants the best for us. He has the best program. We should not take away from his law, and we should not add anything to his law which is just the opposite of this law. Just stay on the road. This is the best way of driving ahead. It doesn't matter if you fall on it's not important if you lose the track on the right or on the left side. If you lose the track, you're off the road. Here or there, whatever. So keep the commandments. Be on the track. Be there. There is the road. There it will be fine for you. There you can go onward. If you want to be blessed, then stay on the track. Be on the road to heaven. God wants to bless you. Love him, trust him.